Performance testing fits an agile release cycle when you stop looking for one place to put it and place a right-size check at every stage instead. Think of a vehicle. You glance at the dashboard every drive, check the tires before a long trip, and book a full inspection once a year. Same idea here. Cheap benchmarks and single-page audits run on every commit. An integration load test runs nightly or per feature. A realistic, real browser load test runs at the pre-release gate, and monitoring watches production. The squeeze is structural. A heavy performance phase has nowhere to live in a 2-week sprint, so it slides to the end, then to never. And that's the expensive choice. A widely cited study by the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology put the annual cost of inadequate testing at nearly $60 billion, with more than a third of it avoidable through earlier testing. And when Vodafone improved largest contentful paint by about 30%, its sales rose 8%. Ownership matters as much as tooling. Developers own the inline checks. A QA or performance engineer owns the gate. Operations owns production. And the product owner sets the acceptance criteria. Because when everyone owns performance, no one does. Add performance to your definition of done. Tie the rigor to risk. So checkout gets the full treatment and a copy change doesn't. And give every stage a named owner.